and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, who writes the weekly commentary World Affairs Brief. Well, Joel's with us this morning to discuss the issues of this last week. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you again.
And you go ahead, pick the story up.
Well, we're going to first begin by talking about another mass shooting and cover-up. Just as the nation was beginning to heal from the horrors of the Aurora, Colorado shooting, yet another mind-controlled gunman appeared this week and opened fire on a group of people, this time at a Sikh temple in suburban Milwaukee, Michigan. As in the previous mass murder, witnesses point to multiple shooters, but their testimony is ignored and suppressed by both police and the mainstream media, who continue to insist it's the work of a single individual. Let me first bring readers up to date on the Aurora shooting. ABC News reports that the psychiatrist who treated suspected movie theater shooter James Holmes made contact with the University of Colorado police to express concerns about her patient's behavior several weeks before Holmes' alleged rampage. The sources did not know what officer was approached by Dr. Lynn Fenton, and what he did with the information she passed along. They said, however, that the officer was being interviewed with an attorney present by the Aurora Police Department. This shows that there's a legal liability there that's been transferred from the psychiatrist to the police once she's reported this dangerous behavior. Of course, these inside interviews within the police department will never be revealed to the public, so forget about ever finding out what the Aurora police did with that information or did not. Debbie Fenton has cleared herself of responsibility. Now we'll have a case similar to 9/11, where the FBI did not only know about the hijackers, but they were surveilling their motives and actions. Agents who are concerned about hijackers had their concerns suppressed by headquarters, indicating that the black side of the FBI was handling these guys. In this case, without an insider whistleblower, we'll never know who tamped down on the University of Colorado police officer who received the report, which normally would have required that the person be put under surveillance. Obviously, he wasn't, or that he was already under federal control. Then there were numerous blogs reporting that Holmes' father is high in the elite banking community and was scheduled to testify about the Libor scandal. That's L-I-B-O-R. Here's an example of a thread posted at AboveTopSecret.com, which is not always reliable because they don't check on a lot of things that people post there. The quote says, "Most important to note about James Holmes, however, this report says, is that his father, Robert Holmes, was said to have been scheduled to testify within the next few weeks before a U.S. Senate panel on the Libor scandal. It was meant to threatens to destabilize and destroy the Western banking system." Robert Holmes, whose blue blood family links go back to the Mayflower, is known throughout the global banking community as being the creator of one of the most sophisticated computer algorithms ever developed and credited with developing predictive models for financial services, credit and fraud risk models, and the ability to detect problems like LIBOR. Well, one of the few critical, now that's the quote that was on above Top Secret, one of the few critical thinkers on that site responded that these are just rumors as far as the father testifying. He says, I've come across no reliable information backing this claim. There are quite a few sites claiming this, but none have posted any reliable sources. Well, Stan, I finally tracked down this source, and has its origin with the notorious and non-existent Sorcia Fall, a pseudonym for a KGB front outfit that goes by either the title of EU Times or WhatDoesItMean.com. The member of Above Top Secret that posted the thread failed to include the link to the original story, in my opinion, indicating that he knew it would show how bogus the source was. Here is the first paragraph from the original story posted by Sorcia Fall, this pseudonym for KGB. Colorado massacre linked to historic bank fraud by Sorcia Fall. A highly disturbing Ministry of Finance report on the largest bank fraud in history that is circulating in the Kremlin. Now, that statement, this is a report circulating in the Kremlin, that's the supposed source of everything that Sorcia Fall puts out. She always goes back to saying, I've got a source in the Kremlin that says this and that. Well, of course, that's untraceable. Nobody can go back to the Kremlin and find out where this supposed source is. It's just pure disinformation. Not only do we know no such thing about Robert Holmes being from a blue-blood family going back to the Mayflower, we know nothing about him being a sophisticated computer programmer. In fact, he works for a credit risk agency. There's no information whatsoever that he has some was going to testify before Congress that has this expertise that would have detected the LIBOR scandal. This is just bogus stuff put out every week by Sorcia Fall. This KGB outfit plays upon all conspiracy theories, both true and false, in order to create more discontent within the U.S. And that's why, I mean, another KGB outfit is Russia Today. Russia Today appears to be much more mainstream. They're trying to appear as if a mainstream television news network. And they interviewed Gerald Celeni, and they interview other conspiracy people. They even had Alex Jones on there. And so a lot of conservatives think, well, gee, they're really on our side. But they're not. It's a KGB outfit, once again, playing up and giving voice to conspiracy theories, not because they want to restore American liberty like we do, but because they want to create more discontent within the U.S. So this is one of the unfortunate things I have to do with the World Affairs Brief every week, Stan, is debunk some of these false conspiracy things that people put out, which is eventually going, or has the purpose of getting our side discredited. Another popular false story appeared with someone named Grace Powers, who supposedly deals in, quote, higher powers and psychic phenomena. This person takes knowledge of what we do know and then magically fills in the blanks with details way too specific that always violate the axiom of these things can't be known unless you're on the inside. Now, she isn't on the inside, so it means she's either inventing the details, which is typical for people who claim to do remote viewing as major, a guy named Major Deans or the Danes was claiming to do. But this is just the old spiritualism. It's the old biblical seance of looking into the future through satanic spiritualistic powers and coming up with dreams and visions that supposedly predict the future. So she claims that she knows everything that happened to Holmes. She claims that Hitman number one met him on May 22nd. Took him to his home and gave him all
that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here at the American.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, and he's simply going into the background of the fact that there is an effort to use the Internet to put out false information. There are what I could consider America's invisible government is always putting out false information, conflicting information in an effort to confuse people. And when you read all of these stories, how do you know what's really true? And the truth of the matter is, probably none of them are true. They're all contrived to confuse you. And this whole idea that a homeless father, the shooter in Aurora, Colorado, was some sort of a high official within banking and going to testify before Congress was simply all contrived to confuse you. And yet it was picked up all across America. Go right ahead, Joel.
Yes, and the interesting thing is that, you know, and I will be covering later in this brief, if we get a chance to get to it, the hype about imminent martial law that is coming from government disinformation experts that are posting things on Alex Jones and other sites that, you know, are prone to believe in this imminency of martial law. Those are from government disinformation sources. This one in particular, Sorcha Paul, is from a KGB disinformation source that is playing to the conservatives who believe in conspiracy. That's what I'm pointing out here, is that we have to be very, very careful. And then there's another, which is, you know, the realm of Satan, you know, himself, who works through spiritualism, and these people who believe that they can, you know, get seances with the into the future, like Grace Powers, who she's doing. So she, you know, this is really Satan himself, trying to give false disinformation to try to, you know, promote this Grace Powers to someone who knows something that nobody else knows. I mean, she's claiming to know that there was a hitman and what date and time he met with Holmes and what he did with setting up the explosives in his homes and how he tutored him on this. And that. I mean, these are things you cannot possibly know unless you're getting some manufactured vision from Satan, which is unreliable. I mean, the Lord just does not work this way. We're here to be tested on earth, and we have a veil where we cannot see into the future and things unless the Lord reveals it. But it's certainly not done in these predictive, systematic ways that spiritualists, you know, claim to do. Well, the Sikh shooting was even more obvious as a government black operation, not only in terms of cover-up of multiple accomplices, but the tagging of a patsy with a white supremacist past. You know, I'd fully expected that Holmes would also have had an extremist past and was surprised when it failed to appear. But this latest massacre had all the trappings of the Oklahoma City bombing, setting up a mind-controlled patsy and providing him with a radical right-wing history that could be used to blacken the image of all anti-government dissidents on the right. Well, the LA Times version, you know, has the official type of story, a discharged Army veteran and a racist advocate of white power acted alone when he attacked a Sikh temple in suburban Milwaukee. Now, that's the official story. You want to denigrate discharged Army veterans? That's what the Southern Poverty Law Conference did. You want to denigrate white power people? But, of course, all of these white supremacist groups like Aryan Nations and the National Alliance and these other white supremacist neo-Nazi groups are filled with government agents provoking. I've come to the conclusion that there isn't a single independent white supremacist group that isn't, in fact, run by government, who has a vested interest in trying to blacken all of our names by these white supremacist stuff. Of course, the Oak Creek, Wisconsin police chief, John Edwards, named him as the shooter and continues to insist that he's the only shooter. Claims that he was a frustrated neo-Nazi who had been the leader of a racist white power band. And, of course, he was part of a psychological operations army unit, the last unit he served in before he got a less than honorable discharge. The military won't explain what that was based upon. But, you know, a lot of people have made much of the fact that he's part of an Army PsyOps group, and therefore that's, equivalent to mind control. But as I pointed out in this week's World Affairs Brief, it is not synonymous. The psychological operations is more winning the hearts and minds units that the Marine Corps has, the Navy has, the Army has, and this is... They don't teach them anything about mind control. But what happens is the dark side of government has agents spread around all military services, and they're always looking for unstable people that they can bring into mind-controlled aspects. It's just like Timothy McVeigh. He got recruited into the CIA from his Army career, and they saw in him as some uber-patriotic individual who could be talked into doing a lot of things, which he did in the Oklahoma City bombing. That's why when he was in jail, he never made any attempts. In fact, he rejected all attempts for anyone on the political right to talk to him. He wanted nothing to do with them, which shows that he wasn't part of that. To his dying days, he claimed, that he was working still for government, and he was. That's what he told his bunkmate there, that he was part of the CIA, and so he patriotically went to his death thinking that he was doing the government a great service by running this bomb plot. Of course, he had handlers. Every one of these people who are mind-controlled, because they cannot be trusted when they're under the influence of hypnosis and drugs, to be completely reliable, they have to have handlers. And that's why there are accomplices to Holmes, there are accomplices to Page and this Sikh shooting. The people have stated who are inside the building, witnesses to it, that there were four white males and they had it all dressed in black. Page was among them. They had a tattoo on them that said 9/11 on them. And sure enough, after this shooting and the shootout between Page and one of the police officers, of which Page was killed, two of these black-shirted 9/11 tattooed individuals show up as observers, and the police take note of them, and they're photographed, but they do nothing to arrest them as accomplices. And even one witness was interviewed on a, which is shown on a YouTube video by a local television, and he's showing up a picture to the reporter saying, "We want to know why these pair of people weren't arrested." And here you see these two guys sitting around watching what was going on, and they had this 9/11 tattoo and this black T-shirt on. They could very well have been the accomplices that left by another door while Page was shooting it out with police, and then walk around front and act as observers to see what's going on. But I don't believe the police are this incompetent in this area. I think what's happened is that they're restricted from taking on or arresting other people who ended up being government agents, just as the FBI in the Oklahoma City bombing investigation refused to do anything with John Doe number one. And number two, these were people who were photographed with McVeigh, with the truck, where they rented them, and the FBI knew of their identity, refused to bring any information about them to the grand jury, and protected their identity for many, many years. It finally came out that one of them was called Hussein al-Husseini, who was an Iraqi. And believe me, if Iraq was the enemy at the time, the U.S. government was trying to build a case against Iraq. You know, what greater case to say that Iraq is attacking the U.S. Installations at the Murrah building if you have an Iraqi who was involved with Timothy McVeigh? But they hid this guy from everyone and refused to reveal his identity, and that proves that he was working for the FBI. And so there's an awful lot of dark things going on the dark side of government, and these shootings are just, you know, the tip of the iceberg. Unfortunately, these came within a week apart. They're meant to get us more gun control, and I think there's a great deal of resistance. I think that's indicative by the fact that Obama even, you know, delayed, or at least the administration delayed the signing of the gun control treaty in the UN till after the election, so that they couldn't be used against them. Another indication, in my opinion, that the establishment is protecting Obama so that he can be reelected for another four terms.
Okay, well, I think that there's so much that we're just not getting. The fact that there are a number of people who were in the building at the time of the shooting there in the Sheikh Temple have said that there were multiple shooters, and yet again and again we're told, oh, no, he was acting alone. It's like Lee Harvey Oswald, the lone gunman that shot Jack Kennedy, who immediately himself was shot by Jack Ruby, who after, finally went to the Warren Commission and said, I'll tell you what really happened, get me out of here. And within a week, Jack Ruby had died, or almost a week or shortly thereafter, from fulminant cancer, which had not been diagnosed previously. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Conference is a paid surveillance and tracking organization paid for by government grants. There are specific criteria to track right-wing extremists, but what good does it do? The Southern Poverty Law Conference had Page in their sights, and police investigators had Page on their list of dangerous people. The federal government knew about Page, just like the 9/11 hijackers they all knew about before it happened. And what it appears is that they're running this guy, and they're watching him, and they've got handlers surrounding him, and that's why they don't do anything to intervene. And so what is all this, you know, promotion by Southern Poverty Law Conference? We have to surveil these people. They are surveilling, and they don't do anything about them. And that's because I think these are agent provocateurs that are working these mind-controlled individuals rather than legitimate you know, freedom fighters, which the Southern Poverty Law Conference wants to, you know, to blacken our names. Reporter Brian Bennett wrote that even though feds had Page on their radar, he said federal investigators had looked at Sikh Temple gunman Wade Page more than once because of his associations with right-wing extremists and the possibility of his providing funding to a domestic terrorist group. The law enforcement officials at the time determined there was not enough evidence of a crime to open an investigation. Both the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center had tracked Page for several years. The nonprofit organizations collect public available information on hate groups from web forums, pamphlets, and other sources. Now, this isn't true. They, in fact, are given illegal surveillance material from the FBI and are kind of a you know, mercenary form of the U.S. government. But the FBI claims this article is prohibited under federal law from collecting information on U.S. citizens not suspected of committing a crime. In order to open a domestic terrorism investigation rights center, FBI agents must believe a suspect has threatened violence but broke federal law or is trying to advance a social agenda with violence. But we know that that's a lie. They do it all the time. They don't have to wait for either court orders or express violence. There are several court cases pending right now against the FBI for doing illegal surveillance of left-wing dissidents and going back decades. Bennett continues and says, this sets the bar high for opening a domestic terrorism case before someone has made a specific threat of violence or committed a crime. Well, this isn't really true. They conveniently set the bar high when they want to hide behind it as an excuse for their inaction, for getting on the hijackers for 9/11 or this guy, Page. But we know the feds have been disregarding the law against illegal surveillance and warrantless searches for decades. This statement, this sets the bar too high for domestic terrorism cases, sounds to me like an excuse to introduce more legislation, giving the FBI legal cover for what they now do illegally. I pointed out this several times in all of the leaks the government has allowed about they're doing illegal surveillance. They use these leaks to go to Congress and then say, we need more legal powers to do this kind of surveillance because of the connection to domestic terrorism. And so they leak their own errors, or at least a small portion of them, to allow Congress to give them more cover, more laws to cover, to let them do openly what they've been doing illegally. It's just a very, very slick conspiracy of power. InfoWars.com gives some coverage on, you know, this white supremacist claim by the Southern Poverty Law Conference. And they talk about the fact that he had relationships with the National Alliance, the white wing, white supremacist group. But he points out very clearly that the FBI has infiltrated all of these organizations, and that this guy named Kellerman, who was running this organization, actually admitted in a court case that he was part of the FBI.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet, or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next BioSuperfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Joel was talking about how the fact that the FBI is not supposed to be collecting information on American citizens unless they're suspected of some sort of a criminal act or plotting against the government. I've seen my own FBI file. I sent away, got it under the Freedom of Information Act, page after page after page after page of information on my activities, all blocked out in the name of national security. The only thing that I found in the file, and we're talking about a 30-page file, most of it blacked out, were clippings about a time when I gave speeches across the country about the danger of communism, and they had all of these clippings on speeches I'd forgotten long ago. I mean, this was almost 50 years ago when I was making these speeches, but of course they were collecting an FBI file and blocking it out in the name of national security, because of course it was illegal what they were doing. Now, what you have to understand is most of the conservative organizations, most of the liberal organizations, and most of the Christian organizations in this country have been infiltrated with government agents. I've had repeated attempts to infiltrate my little organization. I know of people who lead organizations in this country, and their people who surround them are not on their side. They work in the press agencies, press representatives of many of these people to block them from appearing publicly. I mean, the techniques that are used to distort the facts and prevent the American people from getting the truth are really tragic today, and yet most Americans have no idea that most of our conservative organizations have been infiltrated. Well, before we go on, Joel, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief and how they can get your books and why they should get your books.
Thanks, Stan. The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and people can get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. On my other website, joelskousen.com, people can view pictures and reviews of my books. I have three of them that I've written about preparedness under the philosophy that as we try to protect our liberty and defend our liberty, we still ought to prepare for a takedown should we lose this battle with government. And frankly, we have been losing for the past 40 years. Despite some, successes, we still, have a very dangerous government that's preparing a lot of things for us that are not good. So my best-selling book is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. Covers every part of North America, all the United States and Canada, as well as an entire new section on international retreating, and a good portion of the book on how to prepare contingency plans when you can't strategically relocate, how to secure yourself if you still have to stay within a major metropolitan area. My top book on high security architecture is called The Secure Home. It's over 700 pages and details everything in high security construction, as well as self-sufficiency, generators, alternate energy, everything that you need to know, including a youth section on hard-to-find sources that make it worth the price of the book in and of itself. My last book is How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home, and that's a architectural plan book on how to do a high security safe room in a base, in an existing basement. And all three of these books are available from Radio Liberty.
By calling 1-800-544-8927, that's 800-544-8927, and I should let you know there are an awful lot of people across the country who know we're entering into a very, very difficult period, because a lot of them are buying Joel's books from my ministry. So if you'd like to get them, they're well worthwhile having and reading and beginning to make your plans, because we're moving towards a crisis in history. Our number, 800-544-8927. Joel, you go right ahead.
Well, I've had some firsthand experience on the FBI's infiltration of right-wing organizations and turning them into radical neo-Nazi white supremacists. I was once invited to visit the Aryan Nations compound in Hayden Lake, Idaho, Pastor Richard Butler, who claimed to be a conservative patriot minister. I was shocked upon entering the main building to see Nazi flags posted on each little desk. And I asked Butler how he could claim to be a conservative while promoting Nazi socialism. Well, he claimed that that's not what the Nazis were all about. But from that point on, I was looking for the quickest way out of that compound, as Butler was either a dupe or a government agent. I made a quick tour and left, but before I did, I had a chance to talk to one of the fellows that was there, and I asked him why he'd joined the Aryan Nations. He told me that in Portland, he was found guilty of a parole violation, and in pre-sentencing, the FBI came in and offered him a choice of going back to jail or joining the Aryan Nations as an informant for them. I later found out that the Aryan Nations was infiltrated with so many FBI agent provocateurs that infighting broke out over the numerous and dangerous directions all these government agents were trying to get the organization to move into. I've since come to the conclusion that there does not exist any organization that is white supremacist or neo-Nazi unless they're controlled or completely co-opted by government agent provocateurs trying to get them to do illegal acts. Well, the Aryan Nations was finally destroyed by a court case instigated, interesting enough, by the Southern Poverty Law Conference and government urging. And the Northern Idaho area is finally rid of this federal false flag infiltration operation. It was during one of the Aryan Nation trials that we became aware that Pastor Hal Turner, who claimed to be a real right-wing Christian pastor, admitted that he was also working for the FBI, which, interestingly enough, explains why much of his incitements in his radio broadcast that led the conservative movement astray, what was the purpose behind those? He was basically goading them to do illegal acts, just as he was trained to do by the FBI who was paying him. So we have to be very, very careful to watch for wolves in sheep's clothing among us trying to be excessively provocative. And in light of this, one of the other stories I've talking about in the World Affairs Brief is that we're getting flooded in the conservative side of talk radio with more bogus claims of imminent martial law. Infowars.com is almost always at the leading edge of coverage of threats to our liberty, and I've long been a fan of Alex Jones' tireless efforts to defend liberty. However, of late, more and more attention is being given to the imminency of martial law, and I have to object. I believe these stories are a result of disinformation agents within government trying to get Alex discredited. Case in point is this week, a piece by posted on Infowars.com by Suzanne Posell. She's on the left, by the way, kind of a anti-corporate Wall Street website. She says, informants and military personnel are coming forth anonymously, and that's because they're hiding their true identity as disinformation agents, to confirm that martial law is right around the corner, she writes. However, right now we're under a silent martial law, and citizens reporting strange and unexplained activity from the U.S. Armed Forces and multiple federal agencies that point to a covert preparatory operation to completely lock down America in the very near future. Now, I'm going through some of this evidence because this is not true. Source, she says, from multiple locations around the nation have independently confirmed that the U.S. military are positioning soldiers in conjunction with allied foreign troops in the initial stages of martial law.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes. Beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and he's talking about all the information up on the Internet, trying to convince us that we're going to have martial law at any time in the future. I have no question, sometime we may very well come to this. Right now, they're trying to keep people so frightened they cannot be effective at what's going on. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, that's right. I, of course, believe that eventually, you know, this will happen, but it's very, very detrimental to the movement to be hyping that the sky is falling tomorrow and it doesn't happen, and then you've got to scramble to explain why it didn't happen. And, you know, there have been, you know, bogus claims of a bank holiday several times since August 2010, always promoted by someone who claims that some Christian within the state police told him this, and it doesn't happen, But these things keep surfacing without any apology that this was bogus information before. So this Susan Prozell, you know, continues to say, sources from multiple locations across the nation have independently confirmed the U.S. military are repositioning soldiers in conjunction with allied foreign troops in initial stages of martial law. Well, in fact, the foreign troops, like training of the Russians, and, you know, that was just a squad that they were, you know, training. This is not representative of foreign troops in sufficient numbers to do anything like martial law. Just because there's a wave of disinformation coming out of government doesn't mean that these are independent confirmations. You know nothing about anonymous sources except what they tell you, because you have nothing, no way to check, cross-check what they're saying, because it's supposedly secret. Well, the U.S. military, she says, are secretly moving massive amounts of equipment across the country consistent for more than a year. No, it's not massive. It's normal rotation of equipment going to and from active theaters overseas and back to reserve units in the United States. They have to take their equipment back from Afghanistan when they rotate around. She says in Phoenix, Arizona, tractor trailers transporting tanks on public highways have been spotted. One witness stated that he saw these flatbeds multiple times in the month of June. Well, this means little without knowing precisely where they're going and why. Tanks, especially coming back from overseas, have to go into refit because of the sand, deteriorating a lot of things. There's a lot of tanks being transported. It doesn't mean that they're preparing for martial law. Now, the following that she says is completely bogus, as if the military had to hide from inspectors on the highway. The military ships special manifest cargoes across the country all the time. No inspections are allowed. They certainly don't have to hide bombs under food. She's claiming Peter Santilli, an ex-Marine informant who was a specialist in aviation deployed weapons, explains that a refrigerated truck allocated by the administration department on his base was directed to the commissary where the unsuspected driver believed he was transporting food. The weapon was placed at the head of the trailer and covered up with either food stores like cans of soup or body bags. In the event the truck is stopped en route, the weapon would be well hidden and go undetected by inspectors on the highway. And he makes further claims that are so irrational that I don't even bother to comment. This kind of stuff is just incredibly stupid. You know, the people would buy into this. The military has to ship a bomb across the country covered with food supplies. They ship bombs all the time across the country in trucks. And, you know, there's no need to keep them. They open up an inspection, they have military orders saying this is classified or this is military munitions. and they just have to follow the regulations about not going through tunnels, and they're allowed to ship across the country. I mean, this is just so incredibly stupid that I'm just embarrassed that I have to cover this, but a lot of people email me wondering if this is true. Now, as I said, I believe we will eventually face government tyranny here in the U.S., but I'm adamantly against claiming the sky is falling tomorrow. Martial law will come, but it is still a long way off, and people who receive this kind of disinformation are being set up for ridicule. How long can they keep explaining away the failure of martial law to be invoked before people stop listening? In my opinion, it will take a major war to justify martial law. These observers hyping martial law don't have a clue about how many hundreds of thousands of troops and police it takes to create martial law. And if the government were to try to crack down without a sufficient crisis to justify it, it would simply confirm conspiracy facts and awaken naive Americans. They aren't so stupid as to invoke something like this out of nothing. And also, I don't buy the constant hype on the Internet about economic collapse being just around the corner. While that could happen if the powers to be decided to pull the plug, it would only cause all of the blame to be heaped upon them. It is much wiser for them to wait until war can justify propping up their fiat money balloon and swiftly revoking most of the liberties we as well. They can blame it then all on the Russians and Chinese and still be looked upon as saviors, just as in the false flag operation of 9/11. It's interesting, Stan, that almost all of the clients I receive in this burgeoning movement to get prepared against problems are based upon an economic collapse scenario, and it's going to be, to a certain extent, like the hype around the Y2K thing. Even though it was a real threat, the government did end up getting most of it fixed, and so a lot of people end up bailing out, quitting their jobs, going out into the rural areas and selling everything they had, and then they had to come back and get back into society because it didn't happen. And I think a lot of people are misplacing, you know, based upon economic collapse. It's not, and we have another 10 years probably before war comes. And there is time to prepare in a judicious manner without running around feeling like the world is coming to an end immediately. Yes, things are going to be very bad someday in the future, but we do have time to do these preparations, you know, in a judicious manner.
I agree, and I think that people should be making their preparations, but not with the idea that everything is going to end tomorrow or next week.
Well, another story. Finally, a high-ranking member of the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico has admitted that what I've long claimed and what others have suspected, that the U.S. government was directly running guns to their partners in drug crime in Mexico, not running a sting to catch them. You know, if you're going to run a sting, three or four weapons would be sufficient to trace where they're going. But when you send thousands of weapons to the cartels, you know you're not doing a sting. You're actually supplying them with weapons. In any case, this high-ranking drug cartel operative currently in the U.S. custody is making startling allegations that the failed federal gunwalking operation known as Fast and Furious isn't what you think it is. It wasn't about tracking them, it was about supplying them, all part of an elaborate agreement between the U.S. government and Mexico's powerful Sinaloa cartel to take down rivals. The explosive allegations were made by Jesus Vicente Zambada Niebla.
I'm going to have to interrupt you, Joe. We're out of time. God bless. Talk to you next week. Thanks so very much.
Author and lecturer Avi Ben-Mordecai will be at the Hebrew House in Greeley, Colorado, August the 10th for a special Arab Shabbat service starting at 7 p.m. A meal will be included. Avi will also lecture on August the 11th from noon until 10 p.m. Dinner will be served from 5 until 7 p.m. We look forward to sharing this special blessing with you. All adults 18 and over are welcome. Please, no children. For more information, call 970-518-8489. That's 970-518-8489.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility, Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I do hope you enjoy Joel Skousen's commentary. I think it's excellent and very well thought out. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And if not, we'd appreciate your prayers for my ministry, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this battle. I've been on the front lines of this battle for 50 years. A lot of the people who started out with me have either died or have been killed or have been, something has happened to destroy their ministry, ruin their marriages, destroy their income. Why I'm still here, I'm not quite certain. I know that they've been watching me for years because I have copies of my own FBI file. Page after page after page after page, blacked out in the name of national security. And why was that? Well, because I was speaking out initially against the danger of communism without understanding that communism from its inception had been funded from here in the United States. We had to have an enemy. And if you've never seen my DVD, my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemy Money Could Buy, you need to get that. It's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. Professor Sutton was a fellow Hoover Institute, and until, of course, he gave a talk before the Republican National Committee in 1972, pointing out that we were financing the North Vietnamese indirectly during the Vietnam War. And, of course, when he got back to Stanford, why his name had been removed from the door of his office, his phone was disconnected, and he was forced to sit at a desk in the basement until his contract ran out. And then, of course, he was fired and blacklisted. We could never let the American people know we were funding communism. We funded the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War, just as we, American factories, built the weapons for the Nazis all during the Second World War. And they were largely funded, at least in part, by Brown Brothers Harriman, and one of the executives of that American bank was Prescott Bush. This is all covered, certainly, in Professor Sutton's book, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, his book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, and his book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. And they're all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a copy of the letter I found among Colonel House's papers from Ambassador William Dodd, 1936, Ambassador Dodd's writing to Colonel House saying, why are 100 American corporations over here building the weapons for the Germans? Nobody wants another war. Well, of course, 2 years later, Adolf Hitler was able to invade Sydney. The Sudetenland, he was able to invade Sydney, Austria and the Sudetenland, the northern part of Czechoslovakia, were using weapons built by American corporations. We have a book called America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. John had security clearance 3 levels above top secret. the book, mostly information was suppressed for many years. But eventually John was contacted by high government officials who wanted the information out, saying, security clearance is lifted, you can tell the people the truth. And so John did tell the people the truth. The book, America's Nazi Secret, suppressed all across America. No major publisher would publish the book. We have it, America's Nazi Secret. I number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Monday, may the Lord be with you.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable